Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting, broadcasting, broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world, to the world, to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Welcome to Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley on the Blake Radio Network. On each and every show, Doc takes you inside the world of sports to hear from the movers, shakers, and decision makers. I know you thought there were seven wonders of the universe, where here's the eighth, Doc Stanley.
Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul of the Channel. Sports in Depth is the show. It's a Sunday. And also, as we open up with Don Coltrane, dear Lord, we thank you for another day. And we ask that you always have your way. It's to you we kneel, honor, and pray. We say, dear Lord, thank you, our special day. We ask you, Lord, that you're not going to give what we want, but give what we need. We eat your way each and every day. I like that man once said, although we don't live on Park Avenue, by the grace of God, we don't live on Park Avenue. You are God, I live by you. So, and you may not be everybody's God, but you are God. We ask these blessings for all the blessings in your darling son, Jesus. Amen. Fox Kelly, Sports is up on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul Channel, Sports is up, it's the show. And you know, it is a Sunday. And the crew is coming here. We're going to get a live report from C-Range Live from Met Field, where the Jets have just done well. The crew is here. I said, hold on. Here they come. Quiet down. Okay. In the house. And, of course, Dusty with the mule. Well, hey, you know. Dusty with the mule. Doc Stanley's What's It Up. And it's a Sunday. It's been a big Sunday for the maybe things can flip around here, because the last time the two football teams had a big football game on Sunday, both teams won. New England lost that day when the Giants beat New England. But today, amazing enough, the New England Patriots won for the first time ever, in Washington, beating the Redskins 37-24. And I'll tell you, my man Funches and Food come here for a minute and shout at us. He was down at that game. But New England said something to me earlier. He said, you know, Doc, a Super Bowl with the Green Bay Packers and the New England Patriots, it'll be just a high-scoring football game. Whoever got the football first and scored, or whoever turned around and had the football last and would win. C-Wings, are you with us? Okay, he's probably still in the locker room right now. We've got Dusty, we've got Rooney, we've got the First Lady of Boxing, Lady A. The crew is here. It's just, we're going to wait for Seymour to come in with his report. He's live at Met Field Stadium, where the Giants are hoping, well, they're not there, but they're hoping to win tonight in Dallas. You know, that's a very major central situation of Mel Cosell. As bad as the Giants have played, and they really haven't played bad, but we've said for the last 4 weeks, you know, when they played Philadelphia, it's a must win. They lost. When they played New Orleans, it's a must win, and they lost. When they played Green Bay, it's a must win, and they kept losing. And amazingly enough, you know, they win tonight, Mel Cosell. And once again, birthday greetings to you. As you know, this past week, Pearl Harbor Day was his birthday. Larry Bird. It's a must win, and they find themselves in a good position. They beat the Cowboys tonight. And they get the Cowboys back home, they could win the division at 9-7, Mel Cosell.
And yet, Dr. Controller, as they say, Doc, who'd have thunk it? I mean, if they win those games that you just mentioned, they control their own destiny and probably win the division flat out. Who'd have thought that the way this team has looked? Well, let's take Green Bay close. I will give them that. But who'd have thought after this losing streak, Doc, that not only would they control their own destiny, but I was very good shot at winning the division?
Yeah, the thing here, too, is I think they have lost some games that they should have won.
I mean, well, if they should have won them all if they see it. But I think the turning point came for them. Doc Stanley Sports Network on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Solo Channel. I think the turning point came for them. It started when they lost to Seattle, and I think it looked like it was over when they lost to Philadelphia. I'll never forget, this is the second season in a row where Philly came in and did something very incomparable. They came back last year and won that football game, and then the kicker was told not to kick the ball to Deshaun, and he ran it back for touchdown. And then Philly came in again, no Michael Vick, and that drive, wait a minute, 18 play, 8 minutes, 51 seconds, 6 for 6 on third down, got the touchdown and won the football game. But in spite of all of that, they have a chance to control their own destiny. They win tonight. The Cowboys, look at that game last week. I mean, what? I never understood this. How do you ice your own kicker? And he misses the field goal. Arizona Cardinals come back and win the football game. And you look at the beginning of the season, C-Wings, Doc Stanley Sports and the C-Wings looking to join us. You look at the beginning of the season, Melko. So, you know, if Tony Rome doesn't throw the INT to Revis, which he shouldn't have thrown, and they win last week, the Giants, for all conceivable reasons, will be, as Marvin Gaye said, they wouldn't be doggone, they'd be long gone. But that's not the case. And people say, you know, he's always suspect.
Yeah, it is. Tony Romo. Well, what can I tell you, Doc? Which tone is going to show up? You know, he still haven't even made believers out of his own fans just yet. But my thing is, Doc, back to the Giants right quick. You know, these are my two guys. Offensively, okay, Eli's worked some magic, especially late in some fourth quarters. Not lately, but you know he has the ability to do the two-minute drill very well. So offensively, maybe he, or quite frankly, Victor Cruz, who's had a marvelous, marvelous season on offense and have kind of been one of the go-to guys for Eli, would those two would be my contenders for the Giants offensive players of the year or player. And quite frankly, for me, and I don't know if Dusty and the crew agree, but as far as I'm concerned, the defensive player of the year for me for the Giants, and I know the season's not done yet, but as far as I'm concerned, Doc, hands down, it's Jason Pierre-Paul.
Yeah, you've been just singing his praises and pulling his wagon all year long, and you know, two or three more wins, and he could be seen that way. But maybe, you know, those inside may see him that way. We're going to save the best for last. That's you, Lady A. Destino Baby Lois, my goodness. How surprised?
What's going on, Doc?
Were you surprised? I mean, it was thought that once Albert Pujols, the Cardinals matched the amount of money supposedly that Florida offered, that he would go back to St. Louis. But now he's in the other league, and he's in California. Now, two things here, Dusty. The great weather's got to be great, and the ability to DH means that he can play the length of his contract, and on days he can't play, he can hit.
Exactly. He could just DH. You see, the thing is that, in my opinion, and of course, I cannot speak for anybody else, I think the California Angels were like the Cheshire Cat, lying in wait and waiting for the other feelers to fall by the wayside, already having this package prepared for Pujols in case California, in case St. Louis didn't come through, or the Florida Marlins didn't come through with enough greenbacks. And this is astronomical because, remember, I said repeatedly, there will never be a package as big for baseball than the one that A-Rod initially got at 252. And then the Yankees renegotiated for A-Rod, and he's, what was it, 275 or 265? I said, well, that's it, no more. All of a sudden, California comes up with 254, which was more than the original A-Rod contract. So I said, holy crap. I mean, how did they get this money? But this guy who owns, I think his name is Moreno, who owns the California Angels, remember the California Angels belong to Gene Autry, he's a community worker, he's a big shot in California, and he had that money laying in escrow, waiting for the superstar. And why not? You know, if you look at Pujols' record, do you know that in 10 years he hit 445 home runs?
That's my man.
I'm telling you, clean, living family man, and he was able to knock that ball out of the park.
Is he worth the money, Dusty?
Huh?
Is he worth the money?
Right now, I have to say yes, because he's only 31. He's only 31. 10 years, he'll be 41. And just like you said, to piggyback on you, Doc, he can't play the field anymore. Guess what? Mr. DH. And who's to say that by in 5 years he will not catch up to or break even Barry Bonds' records? I mean, home run record, that is. I mean, so I'm saying right now, yes. And I've always been in the forefront with athletes, take the money. Now, there's some St. Louis people are saying, oh, the turncoat, he let us down. He backstabbed us, just like they were talking about LeBron James. But, you know, an athlete, Doc, and everybody on the panel, you got to understand, this is his livelihood.
Yes,
I mean,
if he gets hurt.
Dustin,
you don't have to explain because you hit it right on the head.
Exactly.
And, you know, Albert Pujols has to take, and this is the thing about Albert Pujols. You know, think of Albert Pujols has been the greatest right hand hitter in the league. He's probably the greatest right hand hitter in the history of Latin baseball players. And he always deferred, as you say in Espanol, Hefesto, by standing man Musial. He always said, this is Musial's town. He's the man. Hey, he's got to do what's best for Albert Pujols. And he did what he couldn't do no more. He won 3 MVPs. He won 2 world championships.
There you go.
I mean, what can you do?
You know what, Doc? Can I just say something, Doc?
He comes with a good pedigree. Yeah, okay, lady, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, what I was going to say is this. You know, for people to turn around and start criticizing, you know, like the hate and all this, you know, it cracks me up. Because given half the chance, okay, you know what? Anybody's going to go where the money's at. Anybody
I'm
go where, in the way the money's right. You know, so,
exactly.
I mean, for people, you know, they did try to do the same thing with LeBron James. Oh, you know, he's a sellout, blah, blah, blah. I mean, come on, stop. You know, give it half the chance. People want to win. People want to win championships.
Vida, lady, how much of this is racial overtones? Talk to me. They hated on LeBron. They hate. I mean, is this a coincidence that one is Dominican and one is black, that they're both minorities?
You know, when it comes down to it, when it comes down to it, guys, what do we need to look at? We need to look at longevity, consistency, because that's all what sports is about. Longevity, consistency, okay, in the sport. Okay, we're talking about LeBron James. Come on. He's not a Michael Jordan, okay, because they painted him to be a Michael Jordan. But when you look at his numbers statistically, he's making the numbers. Look at Albert Pujols. He's making the numbers. He's consistent. You know, so what are you saying? Now all of a sudden you're not – I mean, give him what he's worth. It's not like Ray isn't right, guys. Guys, hold on a second. Like Ray isn't right. Like Ray isn't right.
No, you're frightening because we know that there is none superior to you in boxing. And now you come on. I've got to watch you too now. You come on now. But you've been checked. You're hanging with Dusty too much. But you are 100%. The numbers for both of those guys, nobody had the first 5, 6, 7 years in baseball like Albert. Not Babe Ruth, not Willie Mays, not Joe, not Ted Williams. And you're talking about LeBron James. They gave some figures one time. Only Oscar Robertson had superior numbers. Not Kobe Bryant.
Right.
Not Michael Jordan. Not only Oscar Pop. You're 100% right. Doc Stanley, Sports Never on the Blake Network. Same both on the channel. Sports Never on the show. The panel's here. We're live.
Doc, can I just add one more thing?
Does LeBron James take less money to go to Miami? Am I right?
Where's the hoops at?
What's up, y'all?
Did LeBron James take less money to go to Miami?
Yes, he did.
There you go. And
yes, he did.
Curse him out in Cleveland? Come on.
And Dwayne Wade. They all structured their contracts. Yeah, they did. He took less pay.
I want to say this again. I you people think I'm prejudiced. You people think I'm biased. You cannot touch the people on my crew. Now, this is something that nobody's talking about. The man took less money. You never heard this. He took less money to go to Miami to show that he wanted to win, and you haven't heard one word about it.
And Dwayne Wade took a pay cut, too. He took a pay cut, too.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Dwayne Wade
took a pay cut, too, Doc.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
You're telling me I got two guys who said, you know what, this is about winning. I got two guys who are superstars and said, you know what, we can play together. I got two guys who said, we will do what is necessary to win. And we haven't heard nothing about
it. But you know what it is too, Doc? Media spins the story, too. Because look at it like this. I mean, you know, we're going back and forth, baseball, basketball. Look at this week, the signing with Reyes. Everything was like, oh, yeah. Hanley Ramirez is not going to go to third base. He's saying he's not going to go to third base.
Yeah.
Oh, the fans in Citi Field. You know, when Reyes comes to town, they're going to boo him. And I'm sitting here like, what are they talking about? You know, every time that Reyes played, I mean, he gave 110%. Was he hurt? Yes. But anybody playing 100-some-odd games in a season is bound to get hurt, you know?
Exactly.
And now they're making it seem like, oh, he's the bad guy. Well, you know what? The Mets didn't offer him anything. You know what I mean?
The
so
best,
hey,
what,
anybody's going to go where the money's at.
90 mil was the best they did.
Yeah.
Well, he said they didn't do anything. You know, and this is amazing. This is organization. That you look back at the Mets have never done right by their minority players, okay? They Strawberry left. I mean, see, the way they did that unforgivable treatment to Willie Mays. And I was through with the Mets when they turned around after they got the greatest player ever played this game, and Willie Mays was the coach, and after Miss Jane Payson died, they asked Willie Mays what was his job around there. I mean, what can't Willie Mays teach the only man to ever lead the major league in stolen base, the only home run hitter to ever lead the league in stolen base? No home run hitter, not Ruth, not Williams, not DiMaggio, not Killebrew, not Reggie Jackson, not Barry Lamar Barnes, that they ever led the league. Willie Mays did it 4 years in a row. Greatest hitter. And you know, it's just, Joe White told me something I'll never forget. Doc Stanley, Sports Network on the Blake, the River Rainbow Solar Chill, Sports Network show, coming to you live from Fort Laser, 250 miles north of the equator, lovely Brazil, the capital of CI. Joe White told me, who was the first black National League president in baseball history, highest position ever held by an African American in any baseball position. And he told me something I'll never forget, gang. He said, they're not going to change. And I see this. I don't understand how the guy in Detroit, I'm not even going to mention his name, how he won the MVP. I understand the Cy Young, but how can a guy who maybe had six complete games be the most valuable player in the league? In today's game, a pitcher should never even think about the MVP again. You pitch about five games, okay, after 102 pitches, like a little sissy, you can't pitch anymore because your arm may fall off. You pitch every 5 days, and you're telling me, Mel Cosell, this is the most valuable player in the league? Somebody help me.
We have indeed had this discussion. You're absolutely right. But just to piggyback on what Lady A said, and also Dusty, we've also had this discussion in regard to Reyes. Now, let me ask you something, Doc. You mean to tell me that the only batting champion, the only person to win the batting title in the history of your franchise, and okay, supposedly you have cash flow problems in the middle of thing and whatever, but you mean to tell me the only batting champion in the history of your franchise and you don't even make him a medical offer?
Yeah, I'm so sick, man.
Let's give up Reyes back about getting the bunt and say, hey, take him out the game. Nobody said anything back when George Brett finally caught Ricky Henderson and sat down. Okay, Ricky Henderson was leading the American League in batting, and it was an interesting situation because they traded Willie McGee to Oakland, and they froze McGee's batting average in the National League. Actually, Eddie Murray won the batting title, but due to the fact of his frozen batting average, McGee won the batting title. So had Ricky won the batting title, you'd have had in the World Series the first batter coming up, the American League batting champ, and the guy behind him, the National League batting champ. But the point I'm making here, when Brett sat down, nobody said a word. Brett said, well, you know, I talked to Bo Jackson, and I talked to Frank White, and they said I should sit down. Well, maybe they could tell you to go jump over the cliff when you did that too, but nobody said one word about that.
Well, you know, Doc, you bring back history. Because remember the battle between Winfield and Donnie Dom Baseball.
how they were neck and neck in the batting title, and the manager sits down Winfield. And Donnie Don hits gets another single, I think it was, and got a percentage higher than Winfield, and he gets to win the batting title. Winfield wanted to bat; he wanted to continue playing. He wanted to make it competitive. But no, they took the bat out of his hand. I mean, you know, all these games that are being played. To not falsify, but to bulk up averages so that a particular chosen problem child gets the awards. I mean, come on.
I'm not going to tell you this again, Dusty. I'm not going to tell you. We have to stop agreeing to the world like this. Okay? We have to stop. But I'm going
to
tell you.
Also, getting back to.
I'll never forget what Gary Ward told me. I mean, Gary Ward told me that the Yankees want to win with a certain type of player, and I think we know what he's talking about, okay? And Dave Winfield, the only man ever drafted by the NBA, the ABA, the NFL, AFL, but as often as things change, there's Doc Stanley Sports and Depth on the Blake Radio Network Rainbow, so the Tim Sports and Depth show live from Fort Lauderdale, Brazil, 250 miles north of the equator. And once again, we're saying late birthday wishes to Mel.
Let me ask, Doc, can I add a little more to this?
Thank you.
You got to talk about, I think Mel and I would talk about it before, but you also, they knocked
you
the crap out of Reyes.
Get behind my back. Go ahead.
Yeah, they knocked the crap out of Reyes, turncoat, ungrateful, this, that, and the other. But when he came into the major leagues, along with David Wright, he was the franchise player, so they signed them to an extensive contracts. What happens? Dave Wright winds up with $55 million freaking dollars, and Reyes winds up with 23 cents.
Yeah,
chump change, and he was supposed to be the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how Omar Minaya allowed something like that, but he did it, and poor Reyes got less than half of David Wright. So what are they talking about when he says, my tenure is here, I left records here, I broke records here, I killed myself here, now let me go get me some money. I mean, I feel that the Florida Marlins also shortchanged him. 106 mil? I mean, man, round it out to 120, man. I mean, you know, come on. Make it nice and round.
Are you an agent now?
I am an agent. I'm Steve Boras, man. I want everything for my players, man. But that's 106 mil, but still in. Huh?
You said they should have rounded it off?
Yeah, I should have rounded it off. Come on. I like round numbers. 120 would have sounded better. but the thing is that go get whatever you feel that you need and fight for it.
Yep.
Doc Stanley comes from Povertyville, USA. Mom, single parent, living on a shack on Cold Road. He's an outstanding power forward in high school. He's drafted by Podunk University. Man, and he NBA Final Four. And he's still poor. He gets a full scholarship, but he's still poor. And then the Ukrainian Jaguars want to draft him first for it, and they sign him up to $200 million for the first 6 years. What? Because the other team did not have that money, he's a turncoat or this, that, and the other? No. Get every dollar that you can get, because an athlete's life is very short. It's as long as his next injury. And if
he gets injured, you're finished.
If you need an agent, Vicino, baby, look, you come to the doctor first, then I'll get to the Dusty.
We
got to go out to the net field, and C-Wings with us. J-E-T-S Jets, another big win today, C-Wings.
Oh, what a shellacking that the Jets put upon here.
Look, there was flag football out there. What's going on out there,
football.
Throwing flags out there like crazy, man.
Basically, it came down to practice for the Jets to go into Philly and play Philadelphia Eagles, which are next week, being that Michael Vick has returned, that's definitely going to pose a big challenge to the Darrelle Revis in the defense. He's still a mobile quarterback. He's probably one of the best in the league that can throw on a run. Just to give you some statistics on today's game, Mark Sanchez, I give him an A- in his performance today. When the game first started today and they had to burn that timeout with 6 seconds into the game, seconds into the game and they had to burn a timeout, I know everyone out there, our listeners, are looking, saying, oh, here we go again. But the offense, they took off and they never looked back.
Whose fault was that? I mean, you're 6 seconds into a football game. I mean, I think it takes you 6 seconds to run from the sideline to the huddle. Whose fault was that, Ewing?
I mean, it looks like a miscommunication on the players not paying attention
to the clock.
Into the clock, into the when you're doing the changes of the players. You have to pay attention, especially in this game where you kind of control your own destiny. We have to look into hopefully the Denver Broncos lose. If they lose, then the Jets really control.
Cincinnati lost today.
Cincinnati lost today.
Can I ask you something? Wasn't the timeout because the one player had not come onto the field or something?
Yeah, it was 10. Yes, it was 10 men on the field.
There was a missing player, And
that goes to just not paying attention. That's not paying attention to the substitution.
Dusty, in the future, go through me to get the seedlings. Don't just jump there on your own like that.
I'm asking him a question, a libel question, because I saw what was going on. Sea Wings is reporting, okay?
Gang, hold on. Okay,
Sea Wings, being
okay,
the front man, was it as true?
Yeah, we'll be right back. We'll take a quick break, and you guys can do what you want to Sea Wings. Doc Stanley Sports Network on the break. Rainbow Show, the channel, Sports Network, the show. It's halftime here for us, and it has been an interesting first half hour as the gang is all here. Don't nobody move. Don't nobody say a word. It's time to take a small break. Here we go.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Check out Rainbow Soul at BlakeRadio.com, where you'll hear talk radio at its best, featuring entertainment, sports, nutrition, Africana studies, holistic healing, and celebrities. Listen to Rainbow Soul at BlakeRadio.com, where you'll hear talk radio at its best. Rainbow Soul at BlakeRadio.com. Talk radio for your mind, body, and soul.
Welcome to Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley on the Blake Radio Network. On each and every show, Doc takes you inside the world of sports to hear from the movers, shakers, and decision makers. Now, I know you thought there were 7 wonders of the universe, where here's the 8th, Doc Stanley.
Gang's all back, and it's the halftime movement here. We're bringing you a special hour today here. In the background, Stanley Turrington. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's love with good Lord. Jets with a big win today for the first time ever. Can you believe it that the New England Patriots won in Washington? The Eagles look frightening today. And week-wise, Michael Vick was back in the lineup. And they won big, and they ran roughshod over the Dolphins, filleted them, baked them, steamed them, and then ate them. And right now, we're going to go back to Pet Life Field. Sea Wings, our guru, investor, football genius. We're going to run some questions by him by the panel. Then we're going to do a little NBA with Luke. And then Lady A will have her say something about the first game. But right now, back to Pet Life Field. He's there. You got questions for him? Shoot them to him. Sea Wings, okay, gang. I want to do some matter of final score today, you talked about. Give us some stats, Ewing. Give us some stats there from that game today and another big win for the Jets. against a team. You said the Kansas City was more like a practice team, so I guess they practiced pretty well today.
practiced pretty well. I mean, Mark Sanchez, he was the, I believe, the first New York Jet quarterback to throw for two touchdowns and run for two touchdowns
in
the same game. He looked pretty confident today. He didn't look rushed. It looks like the team has finally, and I'm not just saying this because they played the lowly Kansas City Chiefs, but it looks like they were playing like the Jets played in the first two seasons. Injury update, Jim Leonard, he's out for the season with a knee injury.
Last year, he got hurt and was out for the season. Same injury. If I'm correctly, didn't he get hurt last year about this time and was out for the rest of the season too? Correct?
Yeah, it's sort of like deja vu. He was injured the last time last season, and it was at the same time the Jets thought their season was over. So I don't know if it's karma, it's just the way that we're going to back into a postseason spot or what. But the Jets today, this game, I mean, Sanchez was 13 completions, 21 attempts for 181 yards. He finished the game with 121 passer rating. And the good part about it is they knew when to pull him out of the game and put Mark Bunnell in there. Let's just run this game out. Let's don't get him hurt. Let's get
prepared. About time they didn't do that the rest of the season.
Well,
I'm sorry. You said something there, C-Wins? You saw it. You said something there.
Low blow. That 2 points from Lady A.
When they went for it on fourth down and 4 yards to go, Rex Ryan had explained that he was looking to get that first down and just let them run out the clock. But I think we escaped another bullet because, as you see, Mark Sanchez took a big hit from behind, which caused that fumble, which I think was an unnecessary a risk. I mean, we're going up. It's not like we're up over the New England Patriots by that much, who can actually march the ball down in two or three plays and score a touchdown. I mean, we're going against right now, which is a 5-6, 5-18 at this point. I mean, it was just an unnecessary gamble. I mean, he's taken a lot of hits this season to begin with. We don't want to lose our quarterback at this most important time of the game. We have to make this run. And
you know, I piggyback what you said, C-Wings, only what I would actually like to see, okay, just finally get the laugher that they wanted. However, as you said earlier, I want to see them do it against better competition. I want to see them do it on the road. I want to see them do it against a higher caliber team, and I want to see them do it on the road in a hostile environment.
Okay, so
they're
going to
get that next week.
Yeah. You get your shot. So, Mel Cosell, would you be content? Would you be satisfied with your man Schottenheimer calling out to the plays next week if the Jets go into Philly, and beat Michael Vick and the Eagles with C-Wings to be there? He'll be ready. He'll be on the sideline telling Rex, you know, hey, they can't just have the game. But would you be happy? Would you be satisfied next week they go to Philly, and you know there's no place hostile for New York people to Philadelphia? Michael Vick is back. He was the leading rusher in the NFL, but he may have thrown back this year, but one of the top rushers in the league. Would you be content? Would your appetite be fulfilled if next week Jets go to Philly and win?
Doc. Well, I'll put it this way. I feel better about Schottenheimer than I usually do. I don't have anything to say about him today, but this was a laugh all the way around. However, I was to understand that they brought in some type of offensive guru to help Schottenheimer anyway.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything, about it? I heard they brought in, I'm sorry the name escaped me, but I heard they had brought in another offensive mind to kind of work with Schottenheimer.
Well, with Schottenheimer, they utilized Sanchez, and I was saying this the whole season. They utilized him in the rollout, play action pass, short dumps, 10, 15-yard passes, and you see the results. I mean, they put up high numbers. This is what they should have been using all over Sanchez. That's where he was. That's his strength. If anyone watched him in USC, it's the rollout play-action passes. We saw it today. Even Sean Green had a better game. I mean, he caught some passes. I mean, he was 3 for 3, 58 yards. I mean, some games he can't even get that rushing. So it starts in the center. It starts with the play calling. And next week, and this is where the challenge is going to be. But on the Jets' defense, when they do play like this and they build that confidence, they're kind of unstoppable, especially when you get the defense has been in the game the whole season. It's the offense. The defense has built out the offense for a majority of the season. Now today, they seem to be on the same level. What I found funny today is that the Jets, we haven't really seen a game like this in a long time where the Jets actually caused the other team to melt down. As you saw in the third quarter,
right.
The Jets moved the ball not too much by by offense, but it was by they caused the other team through frustration holding. You had an unsportsmanlike conduct against the coach for 15 yards. I mean,
so it was like flag football out there, man.
let me ask you something. On the injuries, because he was sacked two or three times, Mark Sanchez. Are they concerned, although this was a flag football day, I mean, that those injuries add up, and next week against the Philadelphia Phillies who won today, I mean, it may be another two or three crunches. And, you know, are they going to go with Brunel? I mean, you know, or do you think, being there, that since the game began to look like a laugher, he should have been taken out earlier to spare him all those sacks because he was hurt. I mean, I told you before, the worst position now is be a quarterback because he got 450-pound elephants times by four that are going to smash you. They get a glee out of smashing you. I mean, you know, it's true. And then they stand there and do the salsa dance because they smash you. Now, you only have one quarterback. That's Sanchez. Brunel, well, you know, he's just there to fill in and hold for the extra point. But if Sanchez gets hurt and he has to be taken out of the game, what do we have? You know, I think they did the right thing. Yeah.
I think they did the right thing as far as Sanchez. You let him play, into the fourth quarter. I mean, you have to understand these. Even though this team was coming in 5-7, the Kansas City Chiefs, they are a professional football team.
You didn't say that last week. You called them a practice team. Now I know you never gave a practice. We beat them to death. Hey, look, I'm with you. Flag football, baby. Flag football.
Flag football. That's what I was all day throwing the flags, boy.
He's
what it was out there.
He knows.
I mean, you look at
on the break, Rainbow Soul the Channel, Sports Network Show. See, we've been live out of New Jersey, MetLife Stadium. Doc is live in Porto Alegre, of Brazil, 250 miles north of the equator, endless summer. And we've got to, we're doing this special hour today, gang. C-Wing, a quick wrap-up thoughts for next week and your overall feeling about today's game.
Next week, I give the Jets 21-17 if they play like they did this week. Even with Vic playing, if that defense can put pressure on him and they give him one or two good hits, I mean, when you hurt your ribs like that, like he's been hit, I mean, it takes one hit to take someone out the game. I don't care if he rested 6 weeks or six games.
Right.
It never fully heals, and they need to put that pressure on Vic. And, I mean, bring everything that they have. Sanchez has to win the turnover battle like he did today. I mean, it was just the one fumble, which, I mean, really didn't mean anything. I mean, the game was basically won at that point. But I think they kept him in at to the right time. You don't want your quarterback to get rusty yet because you never know when you might have to bring him back in.
Right.
So I give the Jets 21-17 next week.
Now, series tonight, the last time we had both teams play on the same Sunday, both teams won. Big game tonight. Cowboys, how about them Cowboys against the Giants, who 4 weeks in a row we said it's a must-win. It was a must-win against Philadelphia, they lost. It's a must-win against New England, they lost. It was a must-win against San Francisco, they lost. Must-win against Green Bay, they lost. We're saying it again, it's a must-win tonight. And if they win tonight, they're back in the picture. Can they win? Will they win? How will they win tonight?
Well, I think the Giants, they know their situation that they're in. Eli Manning has been playing up to his level. What he needs to do, sometimes you have to take that sack. Don't put the ball in jeopardy of being turned over. I think they were robbed in that game against Green Bay. There was clearly
a
touchdown pass that the referees made a bad call. But I think that if they play like they did last week and they keep the ball out of Rodgers' hands, they win the game tonight. They win that game tonight and put them back in the contention for not only postseason but winning the division, which they need to get into the postseason.
But they know that it's
Coughlin's job on the line. His job is on the line tonight. I don't care whether they talk about it or not. His job is on the line tonight. If they lose, he's done. They may keep him to the end because the Giants are a classy organization. But if they lose tonight, you won't see Coughlin back here. Say hello to Bill Cowher.
If they win tonight, can they beat Dallas again?
I think they can. They can roll with the punches, and they know what they have to do. They just have to execute and not give up those big yardage they did in the fourth quarter against Green Bay last week. They could have won that game. You remember, we were talking. I mean, they let them march down the field in three plays. And then they get they kick the field goal and win. I mean, that's crazy.
No, they had Rodgers
run.
But didn't they self-evaporate themselves with that penalty? They had Rodgers 3-3 and that's all you needed was to stop them. And they got that penalty. And that's
my God,
how stupid can you be, man? You have them 3-3.
But Dusty, you know what? If you go the other way, if they get the call, they get on the touchdown, it's a different football game.
Here's
the question, gang. And what we're going to do, we're going to got another 15 minutes, 14 minutes, we're going to talk to Lady A and B. Here's a quick question. Starting with you, C-Wings, will Green Bay go undefeated?
At the rate that they're going, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I would say at least through the regular season, yes.
Okay, I need a quick answer again. Dusty, they go undefeated or what?
Well, I have to go with Sea Wings. I mean, everything is on their side, even the penalties. So what am I supposed to do? Go against them?
Well,
I mean, did you see right now the touchdown that Rodgers just did a few seconds ago? It scared the heck out of me. Over from the middle, from midfield all the way to the end zone. On a one spiral, the guy got a touchdown. I mean, this guy got magic in his hands, man. So, and his receivers got glue in their hands. So what am I supposed to do? I have to go along with Seawings.
And, Doc, look at their schedule. Look at their schedule, Doc. After today, they play Kansas City, which is basically they just showing up just to get into uniform, basically, at that point. They have Chicago, and then they end the season off on New Year's Day with Detroit.
Back up. What
did
you say about Kansas City?
What did you say? I said with Green Bay. With Green Bay going to play Kansas City, that's not a game. They just showing up to put their uniforms on.
Put the uniform.
Yeah, that's not even a practice.
They go undefeated during the regular season, but they will not win the Super Bowl. They will not repeat.
Right.
Melko Cell say that they will not win the championship again. Okay, they Lady A, what do you
got to do? Repeat. They will go 16-0 in the regular season. I'm predicting right here, right now, they will not. I repeat, they will not repeat.
Melko Self has spoken. Speaking of sports, Who's do they go all the way or what?
That Mr. Cosell says, I agree with him. They'll probably go undefeated, but they'll not win the Super Bowl.
So last lose. Word on this, Lady A.
They might lose in the playoffs.
Yep.
Lady A.
I'm gonna say they go. And they win. You know why? I just think Aaron Rodgers, they go and they win. And you know why? I mean, any guy, you got a guy like Aaron Rodgers. That guy's an incredible quarterback. He's the guy that sat in the wings behind Brett Favre for a few years. This is his time to shine. I don't think he's going to let it go awry. I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers to win the Super Bowl.
So it's a back-to-back.
I'm on the break. The network Rainbow Soul, the Channel Sports Network, the show. We've got to go to 11. So we're going to come to you the next few minutes, and we'll let it close out. Talk of the NBA now. What's happening? We know the schedule. Now, I hear that the Lakers did pull off a trade, but they send Lamar Odom to the Dallas Mavericks?
Yep. That's what I heard.
What was the deal behind that? After they tried to trade him before, he didn't
want
to
trade. I just heard about it from you. I just heard that from you. I got to check that out. I just heard that from you tonight. I heard that canceled.
Yeah, they were negotiating for him to go to the Dallas Mavericks, and why, I don't know. I mean, maybe they're angry because he's a member of the Kardashian family, man. That's probably what it is. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
So now you're a referee, you're an agent, and you're also a soothsayer. don't call in this week, Mike. I'd have to tell you, you already knew.
Green Bay is destroying Oakland 24-0 at the moment as we speak.
Yeah.
Well.
This is what I was telling you.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Tell us we don't know.
They destroyed Fox Stanley Sports. That was a break. There, and then with Rainbow's on the channel. You're listening to the greatest collaboration of sports minds and films that you're going to hear in the world. Mel Cosell, Rooney, who had a birthday this past week, the incomparable genius of football, C-Wink, the legendary hoops himself out of Brownsville. Everybody knows Dusty, mule or no mule, but he always takes the land in the right stand. And the first lady was first lady. Lady A, coming with you, you saw the Cotto-Margarito fight. Cotto said that was the biggest victory of his life. And there's talk, as Timmy F. Smithy would say, that rumor has it, that he's going to leave and go to Golden Boy. How much longer do you see him fight? Is any truth to Golden Boy rumors? And your thoughts as you saw him win this return grudge match against Antonio Margarito?
Well, I mean, you know, the fight itself last Saturday was, I thought, very important to him, more so because it was a fact of redemption. I think that when you saw, after you saw Margarito's eye get cut in the third round, I think it was a matter of time before you started, you know, you started swelling. You started to see him look at the injury and say to himself, I got to try to finish him. You know, it, by no means in that fight, I think that you ever saw Margarito walking backwards. I think that Margarito was still trying to push forward because he knew that he had to try to do what he had to do because his time was limited. Going into the 11th round, I don't even think they came out for the 11th round. I think it ended after the 10th round. You just saw him saying to himself, this is it. I got to come out, try to do what I got to do because he knew he was down. I kind of like going back and forth. I still thought maybe two, possibly three rounds given to Margarito. But, Cotto was just doing all the right things that night. As far as the rumors for him going to Golden Boy, I'm hearing that his promotional company, his boxing promotional company, is really taking off. He's got a lot of fighters under his belt right now. I don't really see him fighting more than another two or three fights.
Is there any truth to the rumor Because, you know, Dusty's been out there on the corner. He talked to the guy at the bodega, the girl selling the little food on the corner.
This is a direct quote from Oscar de la Hoya.
Okay.
And he says, and I state, and I repeat, he says, I know, which I didn't know, surprisingly, that Gualto's contract with Top Rank ends
next month,
December 31st of this year.
And
if I can sign him, and I hope to sign him, he comes to Golden Boy, I'll get him all, and this is quoting Oscar, all the fights that he wants. And if it's not Pacquiao, which I know he wants as a revenge factor because he wants to clean up his defeats, which are only two, I can get him Mayweather if Pacquiao and Mayweather don't go, because the cog in the wheel with Mayweather-Pacquiao is not Mayweather. He wants it. It's not Pacquiao, but it's Bob Arum. And you know that there is salt in the wounds between Oscar and Bob Arum because Oscar left them. You know there's salt in the wounds Mayweather and Bob Arum because Mayweather left them. They became big on their own. And surprisingly, it goes in threes. Miguel Cotto, as you said, 88, has a promotional company. He got guys under his management.
That's right, and they're good fighters.
And guess
good
what?
Fighters.
I'm going to tell Bob Arum, gracias, padrino, pero adios. I'm a free agent like baseball, like Pujols, and I can sign and do what I want to do.
And you know, and you got to look at it from another perspective, too, is this. I mean, Bob Arum, let's not forget, also promotes Margarito. And, you know, and to know that now this guy, he let this guy come back a year later and have to fight him again, knowing what was in his hand wraps, okay?
Exactly.
There might still be some animosity there, which might turn him to not come back. So those are all things I think that you got to look at as well.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
Did you people saw
the small segment after the fight in the ring? You see Bob Arum went over to Margarito's show. Bob Arum went to Miguel Cotto and tried to pull him all towards Margarito's corner, and Miguel said no good.
Yep.
He said no. He said no
even
good.
In the
and
post,
turned,
even in the post, even in the post, in the conference, he was trying to get Cotto to interpret, and Cotto was like, "Listen, unless you're going to pay me more money, I'm not interpreting."
Right. I'm not going to try it, but. The fact of the matter is that the biggest toast of the town today, right now, because of what, not so much getting even, but the way he fought. This is a born-again Miguel Cotto.
Uh-huh.
And you were not in agreement with me last week when I said to you, Cotto has a good chance to deflate Mayweather. He said, no good. The way he fought Saturday, let me tell you, I saw newborn, and I... you guys want to read my column? Give me your emails, and I'll tell you how I wrote it. But the fact of the matter
is
that
there
was a combination.
Is it bilingual, Dustin? Is it bilingual?
Yes, it's bilingual, man. Spanish and English.
Okay, send me a Spanish column. Send me mine in Spanish.
It was a combination. You saw a combination of Miguel. You saw a combination of Emmanuel Stewart and Pedro Garcia, and that was beautiful to see. Because he did not abandon what Emmanuel Stewart put into him.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, Dusty, it's funny.
What Garcia did.
You know, it's funny. I watched the fight another five times. But Letterman, I was able to catch Letterman in the press conference and ask him about his daughter. And I didn't know until I saw the fight that his daughter was an actual judge on the fight.
Oh, yeah, Julie Letterman has been judging for years.
No, but I didn't know she was going to be judging. I didn't know she was going to be judging that fight. He never mentioned it in the press conference, so I just thought it was pretty interesting.
Right. Hey, Lady A, can I ask you a question?
Did
you see the fight last night with Khan? You know, he lost last night.
Khan, no, actually, it's interesting you say it because as we're talking right now, I'm actually watching Lamont Peterson step in the ring. I DVR'd it. I did see that. I saw the fight before that with Seth Mitchell. He looked really good, and he may end up fighting one of the Klitschko.
He's 2 years away, Lady A. I think Seth's about 2 years away.
Serious challenges
for the title.
No football player going into boxing is going to make any headway, and even Seth Mitchell. I don't like it. The only time that you're going to get better as an athlete...
For a while, that's it. Remember, Ed Two-Tone Jones was pretty good for a while.
Yeah, no, he was a good football player. He went to boxing, and when he got his tail knocked out, he went back to the Dallas Cowboys and became a better football player. That's the difference.
Boy,
you don't leave the NFL and go to boxing. You leave boxing and go to the NFL.
If you want your horoscope read, if you want a better family life, if you want to know if she loves you or not, call Dusty. He will let you know.
Hey, Doc, let me make this point very quickly, though. If I can make this point very quickly, I think I had this discussion with Lady A and part of the panel. But the real deal is they say they're no good American heavyweights. That's because all the good people who have that kind of size and strength, and all those guys are playing either power forward in the NBA or they're playing linebacker in the NFL. That's why that's where all the good heavyweight prospects would win. All the guys at that kind of size, the challenge is to go guys 6'5", 6'6", and 7, 240, 250, 260, or either playing power forward in the NBA or playing linebacker or on the line of NFL.
Just to hit back on Hoops on his question on Khan and Peterson.
We're in the closing seconds here. Lady A, make it quick. We got to go.
No, I was just going to say, just hitting back on Hoops' question about Khan, I was never impressed with Khan. So, if he lost to Peterson, you know what? Albeit, because after Maidana got up and Maidana get up and pretty much came back in a fight, the last fight they had, I said, Khan is not really all that.
Yeah, but he beat Zab, though. He beat Zab, too.
Zab is an old Zab. He's not, come on, he's not.
Falling Malignaggi is not a quiet cheer for greatness. Who's going to win the NBA championship?
Who's going to win?
Yeah.
Miami Heat.
That's what I said.
You know what? Exactly. Who's going to win? Hurry up. Hurry up.
The Podunk Cavaliers. Nobody.
This concludes another edition of Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley. We thank you for listening and encouraging you to tell a friend about Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley. You can hear that and many other great programs on the Blake Radio Network. Have a great day.
Gang, we'll be getting the week there. We'll figure out the time for next week. We've got the game in Philly. The Jets are feeling to be at that game. Lady A, are you off next Sunday?
Negative.
No? Okay. So then maybe Dusty or Mel, we'll talk for the week. Maybe I get one of you guys to cover the Giant game for me next week.
Hey, Doc, I got to ask Dusty a question. Do you think we'll see Manny Ramirez in the Major League Baseball game today?
No. It's a really good question because he was already reinstated.
But if he comes back, he got to be suspended for 50 games. If he comes back and signs with a team.
Right. But
if he makes it back and Dusty don't cut him off in the path and beat the crap out of him.
That's a lot of crap to beat out of him, that's for sure.
I thought that maybe Tampa Bay might take him back, but nobody has picked up the option. I would like to – look, let me tell you something. I told my kid the other day, and he thought I was insane. I'd like to see him come back, go to the Mets. The Mets need ball players. They have nobody. I mean, he's right there next to Washington Heights, so he might as well go to the Mets and pick up a new package. I mean, who's going to pick him up? Nobody. But the Mets are in such a desperate stage that they might take a chance on him.
Dusty, I just think they should just sell the team to Mark Cuban. He's got a better chance of trying to put something together.
Turn
the team over to Major League Baseball. They're doing that now. I mean, you see,
exactly.
NBA
You're
owns
right.
the, you know, they own the Hornets. I think. Did anyone ever buy the Dodgers from MLB?
Somebody was selling or buying the
Dodgers. Magic Johnson was looking into it. Trophy get some people together on that.
Well, Magic Johnson will buy him with a little deal. He take money if I meet us with him. So I'm going to see what happens, man.
I'm going to tell you right now, though,
Mark Cuban is not a bad guy to be buying out the Mets. I mean, look how he turned around the Mavericks. They won a championship.
Yep.
I mean,
exactly.
You know, he definitely knows what to do to get a team to win.
Oh, yeah. But they ain't gonna be the same no more, Lady A. Why Chandler? They ain't gonna be the same. They ain't gonna be the same. That was a big person in that middle.
Gang, we gotta let everybody mount up. Dusty get on his mule. And three thoughts: live your life today as simple for God tomorrow. Life, most the system, urgent questions.
What are you doing for others and service others? Did you pay for your room and others? Let's do two things here. Your kids are right. You are insane. And tell everybody good night.
Buenas noches. God bless you and happy holidays to everybody. Feliz Navidad. And we'll get together as soon as we get the green flag from Mr. Brazil himself. As you say, God bless. Hasta la vista. Come on, my little sea biscuit. Vámonos para the Latin Oscars. Let's go.
Mr. Brazil. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Take care. God bless.
Take care, Doc.
All right, Doc.
All right.